Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. The topic we are covering this week is something that's brought joy to all of us, and it also involves lots of science. I'm trying to contain my excitement for this topic, but my anticipation is bubbling up. Let's do this!
Double mailbag!
Double mailbag! Hello, Curious Kid and Dad. We love your podcast. We listen to it every day. My cousin Jack and I are virtual learning this year, and your podcast is great supplementary learning. Jack is 7 and lives in Madison, Wisconsin. He is a very curious kid. Jack is wondering if you could do a podcast on bubbles. He wants to know why they float, how to catch them, why they pop, and what makes them have different colors. We cannot wait to hear the All About Bubbles podcast someday. P.S. I'm a New Jersey native, and hearing about New Jersey reminds me of home. I loved the roller coaster podcast because I got to tell the kids all about Six Flags from Jack and Joyce.
That's such a great email. We also love Six Flags. Great adventure. We drove through the Great Adventure Safari last year, and it was so much fun. They have so many beautiful animals.
That was a blast. In addition to all the great roller coasters and attractions at Six Flags Great Adventure, the safari is amazing. The safari at Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey, is so large that it takes about an hour to drive through. We were able to get really close to humongous animals like giraffes and elephants.
We also have another request for bubbles from the Philippines.
Hi, Jacob. Hi, Olivia.
My name is Zuri.
And I'm Diane. I'm Zuri's mom.
And my mom's curious about bed bugs, emotions, speakers and earphones. And I'm curious about bubbles, laptops, balloon bands, beaches, magnets, magnetism, blue whales, and printers. I'm an 8-year-old girl from the Philippines in Palawan, and my mom's also in Palawan right now. And we wish you to be safe, and we love your podcast. Bye!
Bye!
That was fantastic. They have so many great episode topic suggestions. We are getting curious about bubbles this week for Jack, Joyce, Zuri, and Diane.
Zuri and Diane had lots of great suggestions. We've already covered some of them, including feelings and emotions, computers, whales, and magnets. To easily find those topics, or any other topics you may be interested in learning about, head on over to www.curiouskidpodcast.com. Click on the link that says episodes at the top of the page, and then type in the name of a topic to find it easily. Okay, Olivia, what's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, what is the world record for the most people inside of a soap bubble?
Are you serious? People inside of a bubble? I can't wait to find out the answer. Okay, let's start this off by learning exactly what a bubble is. All of us have seen bubbles, but do we know what bubbles are and how they form?
A bubble is a spherical film of soapy water that surrounds air.
When soap and water are mixed and air is introduced to the mixture, a wall of soap forms that traps air inside and a bubble is formed.
Why do bubbles always seem to be round?
So let's say you're blowing bubbles using a bubble wand. You blow into a film of soapy water, and as you do that, a bubble starts stretching so that it kind of resembles a long worm. Eventually, the bubble will seal itself and take on the shape of a sphere. That happens because a sphere is the shape that will keep the surface area in the bubble lowest, making it as sturdy as possible. As a sphere, a bubble has the least surface area for the amount of air inside.
Bubbles are not always spheres. You can see different shapes when bubbles come together.
When bubbles collide with each other, they will share walls, which helps them keep their surface area low. Keeping surface area low is important for bubbles, whether they are alone or together. If bubbles that are the same size come together, the wall they share will be flat, meaning that the bubbles will no longer be spheres. If bubbles of different sizes come together, the smaller bubble will kind of bulge into the larger bubble.
Eventually, bubbles will pop. This can happen when the bubble is popped by an eager human, when it touches something sharp, or when the water in the soap film evaporates.
There are some tricks for making bubbles stronger. If your hand is wet when you touch a bubble, it is less likely to pop. If you add glycerin to your bubble solution, it also makes the bubbles stronger.
Bubbles also last longer and fly higher when it's cold outside.
A calm winter day is a perfect day to blow bubbles. The bubbles will hold up longer. Bubbles can even freeze and last a few minutes before popping if it's cold enough outside. Also, bubbles will fly higher on a cold day. And here's why. The air you blow into the bubble is warm because it comes from your breath. The air outside is cold in the winter. Hot air always rises, so the cold air outside will help push the warm air inside your bubble high into the sky. You can try blowing bubbles outside on really warm and really cold days to see if you notice the difference. Lots of us blow bubbles in the summer when it's nice and warm outside. But for even more bubble fun, try blowing bubbles on a cold but calm winter day.
When I look at bubbles, they look so colorful. How do we get colorful bubbles from transparent water?
That's a great question. The wall of a bubble can be thought of as a sandwich, but please don't eat it. It's actually a water sandwich. A bubble's wall is a super thin layer of water surrounded by a thin layer of soap on both sides. That means that a bubble's wall is basically soap, water, soap. When light waves hit bubbles, some of the light gets reflected back to your eyes from the outer layer of soap in the bubble, and light also gets reflected back to your eyes from the inner layer of soap in the bubble. Some of the waves from the inner layer and outer layer add together, becoming even brighter, and others cancel each other out, which removes some colors. What's really neat is that the colors that are reflected back will change as the bubble starts to get weaker and evaporate, meaning that in the few seconds that the average bubble lasts, the different colors and how bright they are will change before the bubble finally pops. All of this causes the beautiful rainbow of colors we see when we look at bubbles.
I love bubbles so much. They are loads of fun, and it also turns out that they are really interesting.
I think everyone loves bubbles, and not just humans either. There are animals that make good use of bubbles. Take the male Siamese fighter fish, for example. These fish make bubble nests that their eggs lay in until they hatch into baby fighter fish. And if that's not cool enough, consider the snapping shrimp. The snapping shrimp has a claw that is so powerful that the force it creates when it snaps shut creates a bubble that can travel at a speed of 60 miles per hour, and it releases a sound of up to 218 decibels. How loud is 218 decibels? It's about twice as loud as a chainsaw, leaf blower, or snowmobile. That is very, very loud. Sounds above 85 decibels are considered harmful for our ears. The sound that comes from the snapping shrimp is even louder than a rocket launch, which is about 180 decibels. This is why snapping shrimp are considered the loudest animal in the sea, even louder than much larger animals like whales. They use the bubble and sounds from their snapping claw to stun their small fish prey.
There are also some crazy world records involving bubbles.
The longest free-floating soap bubble belongs to Alan McKay of New Zealand, who created a bubble that measured 105 feet, or 32 meters long, back in 1996.
The record for most people inside of a soap bubble is 417. That record was set in Poland just 3 years ago.
We have a children's discovery museum about 10 minutes away. And at the museum there are so many fun things to explore, including this one exhibit where you can put yourself into a bubble for just a couple of seconds. It's really, really neat, but it's only large enough for one person. Well, Jacob Baczenek of Poland was able to create a bubble large enough to fit 417 people inside. That's incredible.
There are so many fun types of bubbles, not just the soap and water bubbles, but also bubble gum and bubble wrap.
We also enjoyed spending time in our little family bubble last year when we were staying home and staying safe during the pandemic.
Before this episode, Bubble Pops, we have a few people to thank. First, we want to thank Ashley D for supporting the podcast on Patreon.
A big thanks to Ashley for her support. For her support, Ashley got a Curious Kid podcast t-shirt, a signed copy of her favorite episode, Curious About Election Day, early access to upcoming episodes, and exclusive access to our monthly current events episodes. To learn more, visit us on Patreon, that's Patreon, or simply click on the link in the show notes.
We also want to thank username GoCats15 for leaving us a review.
The 5-star review says, I've only been listening to this podcast for a little bit, but it's awesome. The word awesome is in all caps, and it's followed by 3 exclamation marks.
Thanks, GoCats15. You're awesome for leaving us that review.
Reviews are so important for podcasts to keep going. If you love Curious Kid Podcast, 2 easy things you can do to show your love is to tell others about us or to leave us a 5-star review. Leave us a review and we will read it in an episode. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 154, on bubbles.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Jack, Joyce, Zuri, and Diane for the soapy episode topic suggestion. Learning about bubbles was so much fun. It's time for an urgent reminder. The season 6 finale is 2 weeks from today. Today is the deadline to ask us your questions for the finale. We are looking for any questions you might have about Olivia, myself, or making the podcast. You can send your questions over by email to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you want to hear your own voice in the season finale, we can make that happen too. Just send a voicemail to 856-425-2324 with your name, age, hometown, and question, so we can answer it for you in the season finale in 2 weeks. Join us next week when we will get curious about slime for listeners in Royal Oak, Michigan, and Manila, the Philippines. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.